Allez.
Well, it's good to get back on the old tapes and start talking to you folks again. I just got back to Fubai last night. Spent one night in Da Nang. And we got up early real Sunday morning and flew from Hong Kong into Da Nang. We really did have a big time in Hong Kong. The first night I got into Hong Kong, which was the night of the 22nd, we were supposed to have left Da Nang about 1300 that afternoon, but the aircraft was down, so we didn't get out of Da Nang until about 5 o'clock. And it's about an hour and a half flight up to Hong Kong. Whenever we got into Hong Kong, well, there were seven aircraft circling in a holding pattern waiting to make an approach to Hong Kong because the weather was bad in Hong Kong. We waited for about 30 minutes in the holding pattern and then went on in and landed, and there wasn't any problem at all because we could see the lights from about 1,500 feet all the way to the deck. That night, the first night I was there, well, I tried to get a hold of Billy, and I checked first in the President Hotel, which was the hotel that I stayed in, and then I went and checked and called over to the Hilton Hotel and checked to see if he was there. Sure enough, they had a listing for us, Nelson, in the Hilton Hotel, so I left him a note and told him to get a hold of me early the next morning. So he got a hold of me the next morning. We spent 4 days together there. We were together nearly the whole time and shopping around and just enjoying each other. We did some real good eating and seen some pretty sights the whole time we were there. I spent quite a bit of money while I was there and really got a lot of stuff, I guess. It doesn't seem like I got much, but I did get some camera gear, and I got a couple of more speakers. I got a bunch of clothes. I got two sport coats and two pair of trousers. Got me an alligator belt, got me two pair of shoes, handmade shoes. Then I bought Kay some stuff, and then that stuff that I bought all y'all, that silk, I did get the silk, and I got two different colors, so I'll let you and Granny decide whichever one you want of the two silks. I got the bronzeware and mailed it too, and I'll go ahead and put in the insurance little tabs that you'll need if you have to collect anything on that stuff. I insured all of it, so I'll go ahead and put them in with a letter that I'm fixing to mail right about the same time that I mail this tape, a list of the things that I want to go ahead and ship to California. I'll write on each slip there what is insured by that one slip, so you won't have any problem. Whenever that stuff comes in, all that stuff, that silk and Kay's gift shouldn't get there until I get there, so I'll just hold on to the slip for it, and we'll surprise her. On that bronzeware, I might just go ahead and keep the slip on it, because it'll probably take 6 weeks at the most, at the least. So I'll go ahead and keep the slip on it, maybe, or if I send it, I'll write on the back of it so you'll know what it's for. Also, I got Janet and Cheryl a little gift that you can. I'll write you and tell you what it is so that you can give it to them. I never could find anything for Daddy or Jim, so. I'll see what I can get for them in Okinawa on my way home. I've got in mind what I'd like to get for Daddy, but I never could find it in Hong Kong. So I'll see what I can get in Okinawa for him. About the silver tea service set that Janet wanted, those things were expensive, so I didn't get anything like that. I think they were on $500 for a sterling silver tea service set. Could have gotten a silver-plated tea service set, and if you still want these, I can get them for just about the same price in Okinawa. But the silver plated ones are somewhere around $60, I think, somewhere between there and $100. So if you want me, I can go ahead and get the silver plated one. And also on Granny's sterling silverware, that was about $500 also, so I didn't bother to get that. But if she wants the silver plated sterling, I can get that in just about any pattern that she might want when I go through Okinawa if she likes. I did write a check for the bronzeware, which was right around $70, I believe. And I also wrote a check for some three sweaters. I got Kay one and Janet one and yourself one and Mother one. So those will be coming in the mail also, so you can keep an eye out for those. They're, well, I won't tell you, I'll just let you look at those. So they were for about $40. Those three sweaters were $40. So that's $140. I mean, right at $100. And then I also wrote a check for $70 for some of my suits. I was afraid I wasn't going to have enough money, but the way it turned out, I did. But I did go ahead and write a check. So that's about $170. So if you'll go ahead and make sure that I've got that much money in the bank to cover those three checks that I wrote, well, I'll repay you $100 of that for the three sweaters and the suits that I bought. We took a couple of tours while I was in Hong Kong. One of them I took the last day after Billy had gone around the harbor. I also got a bunch of postcards that I'll be bringing those home also. It's really a beautiful place. I took about three rolls of film, I guess, all in all. So I'll have some pictures to show also whenever I get home. I've got a list here that I've made up of all the stuff that's located in my room or in my closet, mostly of things that you can go ahead and ship to California. I know whenever I talked to you in Hong Kong over the telephone, you were wondering exactly what I wanted you to go ahead and send. So I'll run through this list here right quick, and then I'll send the list to you in a letter tonight also. I guess go ahead and send the big king-size bed that's in my room. Send the chest of drawers that's in there also with the mirror that's up above it. You might go ahead and send that desk and also that stand-up lamp that's right by the desk. And all this stereo gear that you ship, make sure that they wrap this stuff real well because it is real fragile. Should be two of those Sansui speakers, the ones that came from the Philippines, and the one Sansui 2000 amplifier that came from the Philippines, the one Fisher record player that we bought in Abilene, the one box of records there that was in that, I believe it was in the Hawaiian Punch box there in the closet. Also, there's a tape deck coming through Pacex. It's a Teak 4010 tape deck. And you can go ahead and send it if it gets there in time. If it doesn't, we can take it with us on our way out to California. Go ahead and send that reverberator unit and all those small things like the headphone and the spare parts and stuff like that. Go ahead and send those. I've got a wooden case that goes over the Sansui 2000 amplifier. You can go ahead and send it if it gets there. I bought it in Hong Kong. It should take about 6 weeks for that. And I mentioned that reverberator unit. And just go ahead and send any of that other stereo gear that's there that you think I might need, or any of that stuff that comes from the Philippines or Okinawa or Hong Kong. It sounded like Daddy wasn't going to give up his couch there in the den or the living room. So, not the living room, but there and where we got the TV. So don't worry about those. You might send that one that's there in the den that makes out into a bed if you like. It doesn't matter, whatever you think. I guess we do have one couch, or it's a twin bed that we're gonna try to make out of a couch. I put some big pillows in the back of it. I've got a rocking chair over at Granny's that she promised to give me, so I guess you can go ahead and have them wrap it up if they think they can wrap it up without getting it broke, and we'll send it. And any of the dishes that you send through there, I might keep a few dishes So we'll have a few to eat out of until all of that stuff, we're able to get all that stuff into the house or the apartment, wherever we live out in California. I think we've got a small toaster like the one that you've got there to send, and also a can opener. There should be some wall decorations there that I sent made out of wood from the Philippines. You can go ahead and send those, plus those two brass ones that are those brass wall plaques that I sent through Paysex. If you like, you can go ahead and tear down that headboard and send it out too. The one that's over my bed in my room in there, the one that Janet and you fixed up. And also that little nightstand that's over there in the corner, you can send it if you like. Plus those, any of that other stuff that's hanging on the wall there. I'm just going to leave that up to y'all because I don't know anything about it. And also, there's two lamps, those two lamps that I'm ordered through the Paysex. I guess you can go ahead and ship those. You go ahead and send that typewriter stand that's been hanging around the house there that I had at college. Go ahead and send it out. We might use it for something. I've got a fishing box in there that's a blue one that you can go ahead and send it, and some fishing tackle in it also. I've got a toolbox there in my closet. You can go ahead and send it. And there's a big box in there that has a bunch of stuff in it. It's got a big extension cord in there, a big workshop extension cord. You can send it. Should be a rope in there, a rodeoing rope. You can go ahead and send it. Should be a soldering iron. And if you can pick up a shovel somewhere and a hoe somewhere, go ahead and send those. Also a hammer. And I'd like for you to gather me up a few nails and a few screws somewhere around, if you can find those and throw those in there. Also a saw. And I think I've got a bunch of screwdrivers there in my toolbox, plus some pliers. All that stuff there, you can just throw in a box and throw it in there along there with it. Looks like this side of the tape's about to run out, so I'll go ahead and turn it over and see what I can get on the other side.